So in my opinion, it's a 50-50 as far as Sarah Palin endorsing Donald Trump. You know, Sarah Palin, as her candidacy for vice president a few years back kind of went south, and everybody, well, not everybody, but everybody on the left started to make fun of her. And after a while, she started to make fun of herself. So the left-wing media will grab a hold of that endorsement real quick and will take it to depths and levels that you never believe, in my opinion. What she will do is she will get the conservative right to take another look at Donald Trump if they haven't already decided to. Ted Cruz is kind of sitting back in the wings, I think, since his New York comment. And Donald Trump, well, he just seems to be sliding under the radar as usual. It will be interesting when something about Trump finally does come forward that makes him look a little bit foolish, because everything that he has done that does make him look foolish, people don't seem to care. So Trump and Sarah Palin, is that the ticket for the Republicans if he wins the nomination? I don't think so, but definitely an interesting endorsement. I'm Dan Oppressor. That's today's commentary.